Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. And you're listening on talkingalternative.com or you're listening to the podcast on coffeetalkradio.com or on coffeetalk.podomatic.com. And the extended version, as we have every week for everyone. And we'll be joined here by the national radio audience in about 5 minutes. But crazy day, man. Sam, I was struggling. Let me explain to everybody in the studio what I just went through. Okay, and I'll touch on it at the 6 minute mark. But we'll give the listeners on the radio the Reader's Digest version of it. But anyway, as usual, joined in the studio the lovely Janice, my buddy Monty, big boy Sam, and my good friend Eileen, who's an actress here in the city, and well, it's actually co-starring with me in my first ever. Stage appearance ever, and we killed it, did we not, with Love Creek Productions. excuse me. So anyway, here's the deal. I had an audition today, okay, for a TV commercial. The audition was, excuse me, I'm still struggling, man. So the audition was in New York, but on the west side of the Hudson River. So, you know, you got to cross the G-Dub, work your way up the Palisades Parkway, which is, P.S., one of my favorite highways in the country, honestly. It's so gorgeous when you can look out over onto New York. I go to the audition. I come back, and I'm running late, right, because I'm trying to get back in. Matter of fact, when I went to the audition, I was supposed to go first. They had this other guy go first, so I had to wait on the dude. I get back, and there's nowhere to park. I mean, it snowed last night, so, you know, it's crazy. Here's what I do. This is how growing up in Vermont helps you. I have a shovel in my car. Okay, we're not even talking about a snow shovel, man. I have a real redneck shovel with like a hardwood handle and a metal spade at the bottom, and I literally, so I'm I'm going down Riverside Drive, and dude, you know, it's like there's only a fraction of the parking in the city right now, even though you're allowed to park on both sides. You know, they suspend the alternate side parking for the snow, which I actually don't get. P.S. Let me digress for a second. Why would you suspend? This is their excuse. We're going to suspend the alternate side parking so you can park on the other side of the road the whole time. They don't move your car, right, to street clean. But they tell you that they're doing it so they can remove the snow. But if the cars are all parked there, how the heck are you removing the snow? I don't get that. I would much rather that they take the time, shut down Riverside Drive. How long could it take, honestly? These huge dump trucks and these huge plows. How long could it take? Maybe 2 hours? You shut it down maybe four blocks at a time? And if you do that, then all of a sudden everybody's got a place to park. Right now, there's cars parked. It looks like Chiclets. They're, you know, I mean, they're just like everywhere, you know? And so anyway, I'm rolling down Riverside. I'm actually heading north because I turned around at, you know, at a 66th Street where you can't go any further. I turn around, I'm starting, and I see a spot. But what happened was the plow kind of like came through, and it plowed, and so there's a snowbank there. But I can see, now there's a hydrant there. Hello. But I can see that there's enough space. So I roll up, and this is at 1:30. I got to be in here at 2 o'clock, right? I roll up, and this is 78th Street, and I just start digging and digging. I dig my way into a spot, okay? I wear a size 9.5 boot, Sam. All right, I've said this before on the show. I wear work boots all the time because they are so comfortable. Right, my work boot is exactly 12 inches long. Okay, now I paced it off, and it was like 13.5 to 14 feet from the hydrant. So now, if I go back there and there's a ticket, this cop, no way in the world can you eyeball the difference between 14 feet and 15 feet in a snowbank as you're heading down Riverside Drive. If he gives me a ticket, then he would have had to have meticulously, as if he's got nothing else to, this is New York City, bro, right? You got nothing else to do but give me a 14-foot ticket for a 15-foot spot, right? Anyway, we're going to come back here in just a minute, and when we do, we're going to be joined by our national radio audience. You're listening to TalkingAlternative.com and Coffee Talk 3.0. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening on Talk Radio Network and AM and FM stations around the country. I'm here at our flagship studios at TalkingAlternative.com on West 72nd Street in the city, and we're snowed in, brother. To those people listening in Fairbanks, Alaska right now, you know what I'm talking about. To those people listening in at Jupiter, Florida, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Actually, honestly, if you're listening in Jupiter, Florida or Melbourne, Florida, you do know what I'm talking about because you used to live here. You know what I'm saying? It's the migration, man. Everyone I run into online, you know, my extra job on the side as I drive for a limo service, S&G Limousine, who's gracious enough to sponsor one of the sponsors here on the show, their national advertising. And so I joke all the time, you know, I'm out there, and this is the migration I realize. And when I pick up people from Long Island, no one's from Long Island, first of all. You pick up people, and it's like, yeah, well, you know, I was born in Queens, you know, raised a family in Long Island. So the actual migration, and people in Juniper or Jupiter, Florida, I should say, and Melbourne, Florida, know what I'm talking about because they are living this. Born in Queens, raise a family in Long Island, migrate south, right, when you retire. When you're 90, you actually come back. You're like a salmon or like a penguin, right? You come back to die. I mean, that's what happens, man. And it's the life comes full circle. So if you make it to 90, you actually work your way back, you know? So anyway, crazy a day here because of the snow and whatnot. But as you're listening in across the country, today's episode, got a great episode, of course. We're going to be touching on a few things. You know, I'm going to follow up on a little bit of what I was talking about last week, which was this continued discussion of, you know, my experience with unethical journalism as I was a subject of a gossip website's article that was about 85% fiction and 14% exaggeration, and about 1% I actually did, which the 1% I got fired for. But anyway, whatever. It's my show. I can spin it out wherever I want. But I'm going to touch on that. We're also, you know, I want to expand a little bit. You know, we've been talking about my little podcast and a broadcast where my excerpt that I've been talking about each week from my biography, Green, Red, Green, taking a story out of it. We're going to revisit that. We're going to pick up where we left off with my cycling trip from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina to Burlington, Vermont. And of course, as always, we're going to have the ilovekickboxing.com fitness tip of the week. We're going to have our social media giveaway. And but first, I'm going to finish up by talking about what I was talking about on the extended version. You want to hear the extended version? Go to coffeetalkradio.com. So I dug my way into a parking spot. And it snowed here. I carry a shovel in my car in the wintertime. Not a snow shovel. I'm talking a real redneck shovel with a hardwood handle and a metal blade. And I dug my way into a spot. And I'm 14 feet right now from a fire hydrant. We're going to see what happens. Now, the other thing that works against me is I have Ohio plates still. Okay? Which I refuse. And if there's a police officer listening right now, I don't care. I refuse to get New York plates for my car. You know why? Because the tax you got to pay on it is ridiculous, okay? So I am forever just going to continue until somebody tells me to do otherwise. I'm going to continue to just renew my plates in Ohio, even though I don't live there anymore, because you can do it online and you can put in a out-of-state address. You know what I mean? So I'm going to keep doing it. You know what I mean? If somebody wants to notify the DMV, have at it, bro. You know, as if my car has never been towed before. Please, right? Do something to me that's new, okay? Tow my car is old hat, you know? I've told the story before. I lived in my car when I first moved to the city. I lived, you know, it for like a year. Dude, when I first met you, I was living in my car. You didn't know this, but I was living in my car. And there were a couple occasions where I came back to where my car was parked, gone. Yeah. First time it happened, I thought it was stolen because, I mean, I don't know, it's New York City, right? But what happened was, I told this story a long time ago. I'm going to tell this story. What the heck, right? Because people on the radio haven't heard this. This was back when we were only here on TalkingAlternative.com. So, interesting story. Now, and it ties in with the plates. Okay, so I have Ohio plates. You have to renew your plates in Ohio on the month of your birthday. You have to renew them. Okay, you have until My birthday's this month. My birthday's a couple weeks, March 16th. You have to renew your place by March 31st, okay? I didn't know that, okay? Because I actually, when I was a coach, I was given a car, okay? I didn't even own my own car until I was like 40, until I was like 40 years old. I never owned a car. I had always, and in New York City, that's not uncommon, but, you know, in Ohio or in South Carolina, I mean, it's rare for a grown adult to not own their own car, but I just always had a leased car that was given to me by the school. So I had to buy my own car. Didn't know that, you know, I thought that the plates were good forever. So ignorant, you know? So anyway, I'm parked, and I'm parked too close to a fire hydrant. You know, we'll see if I learned my lesson, you know, today. But anyway, so I'm parked too close to a fire hydrant. So I get back to where the car was parked, gone. Okay. And I'm like, oh my God. So I call the police. I think my car was stolen. They're like, no. And then they look it up. And sure enough, I had a ticket, but the problem was my plates had expired, okay? And you can't have a car parked on a New York City street that is not registered, okay? Didn't know that, all right? So they towed it. This became an unbelievable situation, okay? They tow it down to the holding area. The tow pound here in New York City is on it's on the west side at 32nd Street, okay, and 14th Avenue, basically on the river, okay? I don't know if they strategically put it there because there's no mass transit that goes there. I literally think that it's there because mass transit can't go there. So you got to kind of work your way through there. So I had to take the – so I'm at 125th Street is where I was parked. I was on 125. So I got to take the subway, and it's 11 o'clock at night. I got to take the subway down. So I take the subway all the way down to Penn Station. Then you got to hike it over. And anyone that's ever been to New York City, the avenues are a lot further apart than you think that they are, okay? Work my way over there. I get in there. And stunningly, I mean, it's like 12:30 in the morning, right? There's a line at the DMV at 12:30 in the morning because everyone gets their car towed in this city, man. So I get in there and I wait. I get up to the thing and the guy's like, yeah, you know, it's going to be... You don't have to pay the ticket for the. I didn't have to pay the ticket for the hydrant issue, but I had to pay for the I had to pay for the tow. Okay, and I had to pay for the ticket that was for the fact that my car was unregistered. Okay, so I'm like, okay. He's like, and I can't give you your car back until you register your plates. Okay, you got to renew your plates. I'm like. Okay, no problem. He's like, I was like, so I can do it online, I think. So I go online, I pull out my iPhone, you know, I get on there. I can tell you the exact day that this happened. Okay, so it's like September 20th, all right? My birthday is March 16th, okay? So online, when you get to the point where you can renew your plates online, it has to be done in person. If it's over 6 months, okay? I was 6 months and about 5 days, all right? And I'll tell the rest of this story in just a couple of seconds here when we come back. You're listening to Coffee Talk Radio. You're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0 and TalkingAlternative.com and Talk Radio Network.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-580-1113. That's 800-580-1113. Call now at 800-580-1113 to get a free brochure. 800-580-1113.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 1-800-941-2753 or go to web.com/radio. That's 1-800-941-2753.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant, and I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc.
Nearly 45 years old and I'm in the best shape of my life thanks to ilovekickboxing.com. Go to ilovekickboxing.com and find the location nearest you. Use the promo code COFFEE and you'll get 20% off the already low introductory price of $19.99. That's 3 visits and a pair of gloves. It's 1 hour a year day and it'll change your life forever. Believe me, trust me, I do it myself. ilovekickboxing.com. Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening on talk radio network stations around the country. And I'm going through a story not too long ago when I first moved to New York City to become an actor, went all in, went old school. I went John Hamm on this thing, man. I moved, lived out of my car for like a year. Hello. And we're talking about a story where my home, also known as my car, was towed. And the ensuing adventure that happened when this went down. So I'm down at the impound talking to this dude. And let me tell you something, man. I don't know what it's like in other cities getting your car towed. New York City, take away the fact that you've got to hike it to 32nd Street and 14th Avenue, which is almost impossible to get to. The amount of money you got to shell out, man, it's ridiculous. It's $185 for the tow, and then you got to pay the ticket and whatever. It ends up, you get your car towed in New York City, it's about a $300 deal, you know, altogether. And you still got to get to wherever it is the car was towed, you know. So anyway, I have expired plates. I can't get my car back until I have a legal vehicle to be driven on the road. So I go online. I got my iPhone out. I go and I look. And you've got to renew your plates in person after the six-month mark because they don't know that your car hasn't been stolen and someone is just registering it, you know. So I'm in New York City, okay? It's 12:30 in the morning, right? And I literally have no other option. I have no other option. So I have to walk to Penn Station, go down to Amtrak, purchase a ticket. I had to take the train from Penn Station to Toledo, Ohio, get off the train at 6 o'clock in the morning, had somebody take me to the DMV, which opened at 8 o'clock in the morning, waited in line. It took me maybe 5 minutes to re-register my car, right? Get the little sticker. Go back to the train station so that I can take a return train, which wasn't leaving until later that night, and hike it all the way back to New York City just so that I can walk to pay for this. Now, this whole time also, you're looking at $20 a day for the impound fee as well. So because I was parked, well, I can't, it's not really, the, it, it's not because it was parked by a fire hydrant this all happened. It was because I was too lazy to figure out or pay attention. You know, this is one of my problems, man. I try to do so much, and I just sometimes I just kind of skim the surface. So people tell me stuff, and dude, it's just I don't think I'm reinventing the wheel. I think it's more a guy thing than a female thing. But stuff goes in, and then it swirls, right? And little tiny pieces get ejected out from to the sides, and it sticks to the wall, and the rest just kind of floats out the other ear, man. That's how my life works. And my friends will tell you, all my friends tell you, I'm the most lucky and least lucky dude that they know. I'm an enigma, man. I mean, that's all I can do. I'm just a riddle. I'm going to donate my body to science. Well, they won't take my body, but I'll take my mind. Well, I'll donate my mind to science. You can figure out what not to do in life, right? So, but anyway, to add to that adventure, and I actually told this story on, there's a local station here in New York City, 106.7. It's a light FM. It's like the most popular. It's the one. It's Delilah's on it. I listen to that show all the time, man. So anyway, they were asking for funny stories about the DMV. So I actually told this story. I called in and I got on there. And Christine Nagy is one of the hosts at Bronson and Christine in the Morning. And I actually told this other portion of the story because that wasn't the whole story. To add to this story, I'm on the train, right? And we're approaching Schenectady, New York, okay? I'm in Schenectady, New York. It's the middle of the night, and they say that they got to fix an air hose on the train. And we're stopped at the station, and they say, you can get off, but, you know, people need a smoke break. You know, you know how it is. So anyway, they said, listen, don't use the bathroom on the train because we have to shut down the power and the toilets aren't going to flush and the water's not going to flush. We got to fix this hose. But you can get off the train if you want to. I'm like, okay, well, I got to go to the bathroom, man. Okay, just being honest. It was number one, no big deal. So I go into the station. I go downstairs, do my business. I walk out. I don't hear anything. There's no announcement or anything. So I figure I just got plenty of time, you know what I mean? Go to the vending machine, you know, make some sort of, you know, ignorant mistake there, you know. Let's make some mistakes, right? Get something that's not good for me. Get a soda. Walking back upstairs, and all of a sudden I hear the rumble of the train, and I'm like, dude, I book it up to the top of the stairs, and I look, and the train is pulling out of the station. And I'm like, I'm literally, I got my hands up. I'm running alongside. People are looking out the window. Hey, mommy, look, there's a guy. You know, I'm like this. So anyway, I'm running alongside of the thing, and it's not going very fast yet. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm booking it, right? The hammy's starting to tighten up a little bit, but I'm still like, and I'm literally debating pulling an old school Western, you know, like Back to the Future thing where you jump on the side of the train, right? Because the handle's right there. And I'm literally, as I'm running next to the train, I'm thinking to myself, should I or shouldn't I? Because I can do it, man. I can do it. But the last second, I abort that mission because I'm like, even if I do grab onto the side of this thing, what the hell am I going to do then, right? I'm going to be stuck on the side of this train from Schenectady to, I don't know, Buffalo, New York, some crap. I don't know where I'm going, man. So, because, you know, it's not like the old days or like it's not like a freight train where like there's space between, you know, it's all encased, you know what I mean? So I abort the mission. I look and on the caboose, right? Do they call it a caboose anymore? I don't know if they call it a caboose. I don't have my train lingo down. But anyway, on the back of it is like the conductor and another guy. Because I'm sure that people were like, hey, there's a guy on the platform looking like he's going to jump on the train, right? And so I'm literally, I got my hands up in the air. I'm like, dude, what the, you know. So I go, and they see me. So I walk back downstairs, and there's a guy working the ticket thing. And he's closing up. I'm like, okay, here's the deal, bro. He's like, were you on that train or did you just arrive late? I was like, no, man, I was on that train, bro. And he's like, well, why'd you get off? I said, because they told us not to use the bathroom. They said we can get off and take it. Apparently, if I was taking a smoke break, right, I would have known that I should get back on the train. But because I was doing something, I don't know, less unhealthy for myself, like, I don't know, going to the bathroom, right? Then apparently you're penalized for that. So anyway, I was like, okay, here's the deal, man. Now, I take the train all the time. And maybe I'm just thinking that this is old school, or like maybe it's just in the movies, but what the hell ever happened to All Aboard? All Aboard, right? Or Last Call for the Train to Nowhere, right? I never heard a single announcement. He's like, well, we don't do it all the time. I'm like, oh, you don't do it all the time. So people just inherently know that they should just migrate towards the train at just a random time? Or maybe you're just making that up because you screwed up and you didn't say everybody should get back on the train. You know what I mean? So here's what happened. So then I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Next train doesn't come by through the next day, right? All my stuff is on the train. Okay, it's on its way to wherever that train ultimately ends up, like Chicago or wherever, you know what I mean? And so, dude, for the first time in history, right, the train comes back for me. They had to, you know what it takes to stop a train? You know how long it takes to stop a train? That train couldn't stop for like another mile, man. And they had to back it up, more than back it up. They had to back it up along these other tracks, so that the full length of the train goes by, and then they had to pull the whole train up just so this one dude could get on. And so I get on, and the guy gives me attitude, the conductor. Now, here's the deal with me, man, okay? I'm a nice guy, okay? I think most people would agree that I'm a nice guy. But I'm not a pushover, okay? And I'm not afraid to stick up for myself, okay? And because I don't care. You know what I mean? You know, I have a dad. I don't need someone to treat me like a dad, like he's my dad, right? So the guy's like, you know, you're lucky that we came back. I was like, oh, really? That's interesting. I'm lucky that you came back. Because how was I supposed to know to get on the train? You guys never said everyone should get on the train. There was no All Aboard, or there was no Last Call. There was nothing. You just pulled out of the station. And he said, well, everybody else got on the train. I said, well, I beg to differ that everybody else got on the train because I didn't get on the train, right? And so he continues to give me attitude about it, you know, that I delayed the train and et cetera, and that I'm lucky and et cetera. And finally I said, listen, man, if you really, let's be honest here. If you really thought that it was my fault, why'd you come back? I mean, if it was really my fault, who am I to you? I'm no diplomat. I'm no famous person or whatever, right? The fact that you know that it wasn't my fault entirely is the fact that you came back for me. You turned an entire train around and came back for me. So don't sit here and lecture me like you're my dad telling me that I shouldn't have done this or that, because otherwise you would have just left me. And he just walked off. But it's true. I mean, if you wanted to get right down to it, you wouldn't have come back, you know? But man, that was just, so that was all on the same trip. You know, that I got to go just so I can get my home, right? My home, my car that I've been sleeping in through the dead of winter out of the impound in New York City. Thank you, the city of New York, man. Anyway, listen, we're going to be back here in a couple minutes. And when we do come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about following up a little bit on what we were talking about last week with the Deadspin article, but also going to be talking about the excerpt from my upcoming biography, Green, Red, Green, which was my trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. But in the meantime, we're going to stop. We're going to take 10 seconds for station identification. And you're listening to us right now here at the flagship studios at TalkingAlternative.com. I'm Kevin Barbro. You're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant, and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career?
Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com. You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant, and I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, @MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. You're listening in on Talk Radio Network and AM and FM stations around the country. And you can check out the podcast or the archives of my show by going to coffeetalkradio.com. And while you're there, you can listen to the extended version of this show. So every week, you know, we have the show that you're listening to right now on an AM or an FM station somewhere in the United States. But it's actually the shortened version of this, the edited version, and we have a longer, much more extensive version that's available online. So check that out. And you can also check out the banner ads for all of our sponsors. And make sure you stop by the Community Shares page, because then you can get local coupons or local discounts in each of the different markets as well. But we were wrapping up about my adventure and the fact that I'm literally the most lucky and least lucky person that I know. And I wanted to touch a little bit too, going back to last week, and this is going to, I've said this before, you know, this is going to be an ongoing thing. You know, I hadn't talked about the Deadspin article in 2 years. It was such a traumatic thing, and you're in a situation where part of you wants to just ignore it forever because it's so outrageous, the things that were written about you. And the one thing I got great advice once I got into acting, and I people, you know, I get close to people, they know the whole story, and it's like, man, you know, it's ridiculous. But, you know, one thing that that somebody did tell me, you know, there isn't a public figure or a famous person in the country that hasn't gone through this, where people are just going to say whatever they want to say. Because, and particularly in when you're in a situation like I was in as a coach, particularly a high-level coach at the Division I level, if you are any good at all, if you're worth your weight in anything, then you have told people something that they don't want to hear. I don't know a single successful coach, particularly at the level that I was coaching, that didn't have people that had negative things to say about them. They didn't like the way that they were treated or whatever. And here's the deal. It's not because they were treated poorly. What happens is you've got to be honest with people. And some people can't handle that. They can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth, right? But it's true, you know. And I would tell people, when I was recruiting people all the time, I spent 20 years, and I pick and choose which kids, you know, I want to come and run for me. And I tell them, and I tell their parents, you know, in the recruiting process, listen, I'm a straight shooter, man, okay? So I operate under, if you get along with me, and by getting along with me, what I mean is, hey, just work hard, be a good person, you know, don't be an idiot, treat people well, et cetera. You do that, life is good. I don't have a lot of rules, okay? Be on time, these kinds of things, common sense rules, okay? But what you have to understand, as fun as it is, this is a business, straight up business. I'm responsible for approximately a $750,000 to $1 million budget every year. Okay, that's a fairly good sized business. You got a business that brings in $1 million a year. You're responsible for $1 million in revenue a year. Then, you know, that's a good business. So anyway, there's going to be times where, like, you know, I'm just going to have to be honest with you. I'm going to have to tell you exactly what you don't want to hear. And 9 times out of 10, what does somebody not want to hear? The truth. They don't want to hear that they're not that good. They don't want to hear that they're not working very hard. And sometimes, like with this particular case, when you put yourself in a position, when somebody puts themselves in a position where you've got to fire that person, get rid of that person, that you never know what's going to happen after that, you know. And the lesson to be learned in all of this, you know, before I even talk any more about it in general, and I've said this a million times on my show, on Sam's show, I created a situation where I was unethical for years, okay? I get that. And when you do that, you put yourself in a position where you need to be held accountable. Just like I was holding my athletes accountable, I need to be held accountable because I screwed up. And when you screw up, whatever happens after that point that you screw up, it's really, you have no control over that. And you really need to just take whatever happens. Now, you don't deserve to be lied about, okay? Nobody deserves to be lied about. But you still, even with that, you can't control it. And you could have avoided the entire thing, right? I could have avoided the entire thing by not dating my athletes back in, you know, early 2000, you know, in the early part of my career. I could have avoided all this because then nobody would have had bullets to put in the gun to be firing at me. You know what I mean? And so that was kind of the lesson we learned. But Gossip Magazine comes out, and no matter what I did ethically to put myself in a position where I needed to resign, I didn't deserve what happened with the Deadspin article, and it was tough to even touch on, and I didn't talk about it for 2 years until last week, you know, where I started talking about it in last week's episode. But in any event, we'll be back here in a couple of minutes. We'll pick up with that. We're also going to pick up on my Green, Red, Green excerpt from my biography. But before that, we are going to check in with ilovekickboxing.com, and they're going to give us our fitness tip of the week.
Thank you, Kevin. The ilovekickboxing.com tip of the week is exercise can improve your mood. Everyone has those days when they feel low self-esteem or depressed. When you feel like this, exercise can often be the last thing you would consider. But trust me, this is when you need exercise the most. A 30-minute walk releases endorphins, triggering a positive, more relaxed feeling. If you have any more questions, go to ilovekickboxing.com, and I'll see you all next week.
Nearly 45 years old, and I'm in the best shape of my life thanks to ilovekickboxing.com. Go to ilovekickboxing.com and find the location nearest you. Use the promo code COFFEE, and you'll get 20% off the already low introductory price of $19.99. That's 3 visits and a pair of gloves. It's 1 hour a year day, and it'll change your life forever. Believe me, trust me, I do it myself. ilovekickboxing.com. Are you traveling to or from any major airport in the United States? Don't get left out in the cold waiting on a cab. Call S&G Limousine and have a safe, affordable black car or limo service waiting on you. Mention Coffee Talk and get $10 off your first ride. It's 516-771-LIMO. 516-771-LIMO. Any airport in the United States. 516-771-LIMO. Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbro, and you're listening on talk radio network stations around the country. We're broadcasting here in New York City from our flagship studios at TalkingAlternative.com. And we're talking about, we're picking up where we left off last week a little bit, briefly, about my situation where I an article written about me in a gossip magazine, and it was tough to go through. It was even tough to even read it, to be honest with you. I mean, when I read it for the first time, I was absolutely devastated. And it wasn't because I was devastated because there was this, it was embarrassing about this personal information being out there about me because, you know, they life sucks sometimes and things happen and people get embarrassed, whatever, you know what I mean? What was upsetting to me was the fact that it wasn't true. You know, that was more what was upsetting to me. And, you know, when I kicked this person off of the team a couple years ago and... Here's the one thing. Here's one thing about this entire situation that's actually pretty funny, and it's important to understand. And particularly, I have a lot of friends that are coaches that listen to the show all over the country, and they listen every week anyway. And they've all been so supportive even after the fact, and many of them encouraging me to maybe get back into coaching or whatever. But obviously, I can't really get back into coaching until I clear the air about that article. I mean, because that article was so damning. That, you know, if you just go the rest of your life and you never address it, then everyone assumes that it must have been true. Well, or otherwise, you wouldn't have defended yourself. You know what I mean? It's just that I wanted to wait until all of the emotion, because, you know, anytime somebody accuses you of harassment or whatever, people are going to make a decision on the spot based on emotion, and that's it. That really, it's irrelevant about the facts. It's the only thing that's relevant is the perception. And I had always been the kind of coach that was kind of outside the norm, and I kind of prided myself on that. And, you know, I've always felt like, and this is why I love being an actor now, because I can just cut my own path and I can just be myself and I don't have to apologize for that. Now, I was living that life as a coach, but you can't do that when you're in a situation like that. And that was a lesson to be learned. You know, if I ever go back to coaching, I know I got to toe a certain line, ethically. And just in my personality, I got to rein it in a little bit. I can't be this huge personality all the time. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I was incredibly successful because of that. And if you look back at articles that were written about me over the course of my career, it was like there'd be newspaper articles, you know, feature articles about me and my career and whatnot. And it would highlight, it would kind of like pat me on the back for the fact that I'm this guy that lives outside of the norm. But then all of a sudden, what happens is when somebody accuses you of something, you have the past history of having dated, you know, your athletes back in the day. And you add to that the fact that you are known to be somebody who kind of lives their own life, then it suddenly becomes more believable. And you kind of, I created that situation myself, which, you know, I only have myself to blame. I can't blame anybody for that. You know, it's my own fault. But when you go through something like that, what people don't understand is when you're in an institution of higher learning, and these things happen all the time, man. I mean, it was stunning to find out how much this. I didn't reinvent the wheel on dating one of my athletes. Okay, I can name a coach right now. I won't do it because I'll save them the embarrassment. I can name a head coach right now in every major conference in this country that is married to one of their former runners. I can name one in every conference, right? Married to or living with a former runner. So I didn't reinvent the wheel on that. Didn't make it right, but it's not a moral issue, okay? Obviously, it's an ethical one. So, but you know, these things happen all the time where people get fired, they lash out. And the first thing they try to do, they don't want to accept for the fact that it was their own fault for getting fired. what they want to do, and I'm talking about me firing the person that came back at me, he got rid of me because of my age. He got rid of me because of my race. He got rid of me because I didn't want to sleep with him. Whatever it is, you know what I mean? Everybody's always got an excuse. And so, anyway, but when you're in an institution of higher learning, legally, you cannot say anything. Okay, you're told, because when it involves a student, they're covered under the Buckley Amendment. The Buckley Amendment, you can't discuss private information about that. And what happens is, dude, I'm telling you, this person, they got it right, man. They got, matter of fact, they got it right to the point where the human resources guy that I had to deal with in this whole thing, at the end of the whole thing, he said, listen, man, he didn't know me from Joe Schmo, and he wasn't an athletics fan or anything. At the end of the whole thing, when I resigned, he said, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been doing this for like 25 years or whatever. People come in and out of here all the time. He said, you're the first person in 25 years I genuinely feel bad for, because I don't think that you deserve this. But I applaud you for, you know, stepping up to the plate and handling it like a man. But he said that they got you good, man. And I was like, I know, there's nothing you can do, but, you know, I created the whole thing by putting myself in that position. But over the course of the future episodes, we'll touch on it further. But, you know, it's important for me therapeutically, right, Sam? You got to get right with the universe, baby. But it is important because and I said this last week, you know what, maybe I shouldn't care. And I don't care because I have a great life now, okay? But I do care because it's my name. It's my integrity and it's my character that's pulled into question, and I'm going to right that ship, I guarantee it. Now, I'm going to be back here in a minute. We're going to talk a little bit about something a little lighter, right? Which is an excerpt from Green, Red, Green, my biography, and my trip from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina to Burlington, Vermont. You're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbro, and we'll be right back.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media, My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbro, and you're listening on Talk Radio Network, AM and FM stations around the country. And we're picking up now the last segment of every week. We have my podcast and a broadcast. It's an ongoing, continuing story, which is an excerpt from, I'm not reading from, but it's an excerpt from my upcoming biography, Green, Red, Green. And it's a story one of the many adventures I've been on in my life. And this one, being my trip where I cycled by myself from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina to Burlington, Vermont. 1,200 miles, did in 11 days, okay, in August 1995. And I did this, and you can go back and listen to the archives to hear each of the episodes that come that leads up to this point. But Reader's Digest version, a cliff note heading into this, right? Raised a lot of money, had $1 million hole-in-one competition, camera died. We gambled that the dude was not going to hit the $1 million hole in one. He didn't, thank God. I get on my bike, you know, I start my trip, and the first night of my trip, I got nowhere to stay because I only had hotels lined up starting with Williamsburg, Virginia, which is the third day. And then I had hotels donated because I was doing it for Leukemia Society. And so anyway, on the first day, sleep on a picnic table in my underwear. I wake up, and with my luck, I'm in the middle of nowhere. But Kim Basinger just happens to be filming a movie there that morning, and I get woken up by craft services, okay, in my underwear, right? Literally in my underwear on this picnic table. And I just pick up my – I guess I start now, you know? So the second day, I only get about 80 more miles. So I'm about 190 miles into the trip. I'm dying, dude. It's so hot. It's ridiculous. It's like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm at a rest stop along. Now, not a rest stop like an interstate, because when you're cycling, you cannot be on restricted highways, so you have to be on a two-lane road or an undivided highway, right? So there's this little rest stop in North Carolina, and I stop there, and it's like 10 o'clock at night or-ish, you know? And there's all these people doing drugs and stuff there. And I'm just like, okay, because I was literally gonna sleep there. You know, I was thinking, well, I'll just find a place here. I'll sleep. I'll camp out for the night. And then, you know, hopefully I'll get to the hotels and life is good. And I'm a little worried about my safety at this point, right? And I'm just dead tired. The coolest it got was about 88 degrees this whole trip so far, sweating bullets. I call my buddy up on the cell on a payphone, my buddy Sean. I'm like, dude, I can't do it. He says, you know, you can quit if you want to, but I'm not going to pick you up. And so you might as well just keep going. So I get back on my bike. I ride another 20 miles, okay? And so now it's about 11 o'clock at night, and I'm still in the middle of nowhere in North Carolina, and I roll up on this little convenience store that's still open. They're getting ready to close. It's almost 11. I go in there, and dude, this whole trip, right? I'm craving. I don't even drink milk, okay? I'm craving milk. Strawberry Quick. I don't even know why, but like I had the most ridiculous craving for strawberry milk on this trip. So I stop in there. I'm going to get some. I talk to the guy. I'm like, listen, man, is there like a church or something around here? I explain what I'm doing. I explain that like I don't have anywhere to stay. I had kept a notebook with me that had newspaper clippings of press that was leading up to my doing this thing so that I could show people and they would know what I was and that I wasn't just BSing, you know what I mean? And I got a lot of meals that were donated, you know, for free because of that along the way. And the hotels were, et cetera. So anyway, this guy's like, nah, you know, it's not really anything. I was like, all right, whatever. It's fine. I'll just deal with it. So anyway, I'm shopping. And I'm getting ready to leave. And he's like, listen, I can't. He owned the home right next to it. okay, right next to this convenience store. There's a mom and pop's place. You know, he owns his home next door. He's like, listen, I can't have you obviously come into our home. You know what I mean? But if you need a safe place to sleep, you can sleep in our front yard. Okay, he had like a extended front yard and there was a tree there. I was like, dude, that's huge, man. I'm just going to sleep by this tree. And then I'll wake up in the morning, I'll be gone before you know it. You know, I just really appreciate the safe haven, you know what I mean? So I'm out there and I'm getting ready to, it's like 90 degrees, you know, and the wife comes out and she's like, listen, you know, we don't want you to sleep out here in the yard. We set up something for you in the garage. I go in the garage. They had a folding cot laid out for me and they had like an industrial size fan. And dude, I laid down on that cot and I turned that fan on. This is the first breeze that I have felt in days, man. And it was the most, to this day in my life, I swear on my life, this was the most comfortable sleep I have ever had because my body was exhausted. I've already ridden 180, 190 miles in 2 days. And I'm just laying there with this breeze and I slept like a baby, man. I woke up the next morning and I go next door to thank them, you know, and you know, and the guy's like, listen, just grab whatever you want, you know, grab something to eat. It's on us, you know what I mean? And best of luck to you, whatever. I was so motivated. You know, I was going to quit the night before. I mean, I was literally, I literally for the first time ever was going to quit something. And thankfully my buddy said he was not going to pick me up. Right. So, I'm so rejuvenated that I decide that without a doubt, I'm going to make it to Williamsburg, Virginia. Okay. 196 miles to go. Okay. And I did it. I got on my bike that morning and I biked 196 miles that day all the way to Williamsburg, Virginia to check into the hotel. Dude, I was so exhausted by the time I got to Williamsburg, Virginia that I call the hotel, right? Hopefully I got enough time to talk. I call the hotel. I say, listen, I need exact instruction. This is before GPS, 1995. I need exact instruction on how to get there. So she tells me, but she gives me the route that you would take driving. I didn't realize, she didn't realize I was on a bike. I could have just, when it was all said and done, I could have cut off like another 20, but I'm about this cornfields, you know what I mean? I'm like, dear God. So I get to this convenience store. I buy a packet of 6 glazed donuts. Dude, I freaking house those donuts, man, right there on the spot, brother. 196 miles in one day to put me back on track. Let me tell you something. You ever doubt yourself, you're capable of so much more than you think deep down. You know what I'm saying? Physically, emotionally, and it was that was a huge turning point for me. But anyway, I'll pick up next week. You're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0, and thanks for joining in. You can check out the podcast, coffeetalkradio.com. I'll be back next week. This is Kevin Barbaro.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.